This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
So today my 14-year-old was standing on the balcony outside our hall door, and this rat decided to bite her. This is after months of the problem being reported to Dublin City Council and nothing being done about the problem. I had the pest control out last year for the same problem and only reported it again to DCC, Dublin City Council, 4 months ago. Again, they sent pest control out and still waiting on something to be done. These rats are so brazen. They just run along the balcony in broad daylight, even when you're standing there, and now they're attacking kids. That sounds like an absolute nightmare, Adele.
It is, Adrian. And this is like, that wasn't even the biggest rat. Like, there is bigger ones that you could put collars and leads on them. And Dublin City Council did send out pest control, and the last fella that came out, he told me to cut a hole out of the board and put barbed wire up it. And hopefully that should prevent them from coming out. But,
okay, so tell me, you live in Mass Talbot Court, which is in Dublin 1. Okay,
yeah.
Now, when did you first notice a rat problem around the flats?
Oh, Jesus. The rat problems around the flat now, I would have noticed them then. We would have seen the odd one, probably one or two, about 4 years ago. And we reported it then, but it'd be like just the one or two that we'd see, but it only come out at night time. But now they're starting to come out. And today last year when we rang Dublin City Council and they had a pest patrol out, that's because they were coming, there was more of them coming out. You know, and they were coming out in the day, they were coming out onto the bank, sitting at the stairs and literally like just not moving. So that's when the issue would have been really bad then, would have been last year when we contacted them. But it would have been about 4 years ago when we would have seen the first rat. But as I said, I used to only come out in the night time. But I don't know, I think that they've multiplied and they've had babies and they're all set to come out now then.
So you can literally, I mean, if you're just sitting or standing outside your flat, can you see them walking around? They've become that brazen.
Yeah, so that brazen. No, it's actually when they're coming up the stairs along the bank, they're sitting there waiting on you and they don't move. Like, you know, even if you go to get them a fright or you're from the bag, they're not moving. So that's how brazen they're actually getting.
Now, I've once in my life had a rat in our house a couple of years ago, and I have to say I was terrified of him. And I'm a grown adult. Tell me what happened to your 14-year-old.
I was after being coming home yesterday, and I rang her to just say that I was on my way up to knock on the kettle. So she came out on the bank to see how far I was, and she was just standing there, just dancing. And she normally does, just normal dancing inside the hall door. And as she was standing there, she felt something on her foot. So she looked down, and she seen then that it was a rat, so she went to lift a foot, you know, to get away from the rat. And that's when he bit her. But in fright, she kind of kicked a foot when he was locked onto her. And that's when she ended up...
He actually locked onto her?
He bit her foot, yeah. He was on her foot, on the front part of her foot. He was bit, stuck onto her foot, and she swung her foot then. And she kind of kicked it towards the wall, and the rat ended up letting go. That's how she ended up killing it then. Now, how she even done that, I don't know, but I said she must have been in that much shock. And then she just screamed down the whole balcony, then there was neighbours and all they knew. But that was in, like, that was broad daylight.
As I said, I find rats just, I'm terrified of them. We had one trapped in our house once and I couldn't get rid of him. And I was screaming like a girl. Your daughter must have been in bits after that. And she is traumatised over it.
She is, Adrian. And the thing now, the worry now is, the flat that I'm living in, I'm right beside the board where all the pipes are, where all the rats is all getting access to. And she had always been afraid of them because she could hear them, you know, in the bathroom and all, she could hear them, but they were in the wall. But now to actually have the rat now to be out on the balcony and to have biting her, she's terrified to even come in on the balcony. Like, even there last night and all, like, waking up the whole night, kept thinking that there was rats on the room and everything. You know, like, so I'm worrying now that is it going to have a bigger impact now on her? Not only did the bite, like, is it going to have a bigger impact on her? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, being afraid to come into your own hall door, like. And then not only that, then I have a 2-year-old daughter as well that sits on that bank and you play him rat eyes.
And you're obviously, you know, like, a little bit afraid to let her out.
Well, that's the thing. Now, when we come home from the hospital yesterday, it was a battle to get her into the flat. You know, to get her back up onto the balcony. It was a battle to get her back up onto the balcony. But we did get her in because I had to collect my two-year-old daughter off a neighbour. So I had to get her up. But she's refused. She said she's not coming back, that she's going to go down and she's going to live with my sister, which is down the road. Like, she said she's not coming back because she's terrified if another rat being there, especially like as it being broad day, like she's afraid of a life where the rat had bit her. You know, like, so like it's kind of, although it was the rat that bit her, it's kind of becoming a bigger now problem. You know, like,
now, okay, people, you've been out to Dublin City Council. You're saying that they haven't dealt with it properly. I mean, some people are saying she should live with it. Maintenance of the property is her problem. Well, it's not when it comes
to... maintenance of the property is her problem, but not the rats.
No, like the balcony areas and all that, they're public areas, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're not your responsibility.
The pipes that's going up the block of the flats, they're not my responsibility neither.
Yes, inside your front door maybe, but not...
Exactly.
So people who are texting in texts like that, you couldn't be further from the truth. It is not her responsibility to look after the entire flats complex. Yes, maybe inside her own front door, but that should be as far as it goes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know people, like, will have all their own opinions and all, like, but, I mean, if I was after going out and I was after inviting these rats in, would then be my responsibility?
Yes, of course.
You know, like, but I haven't, like, I just, unfortunately, I have to live with them, you know, along with everybody else that's along the bank and has to live with them. But where my home is, I'm right beside the actual access of where they're getting in and they're getting out, you know, and I have said that to Dublin City Council. Pest Patrol is coming to put in barbed wire interest.
Stay there for 1 second, because, John, I just addressed the fact that you're saying that it's her own problem.
Absolutely.
How is it her own problem when it's outside of her flat?
Because it's still technically on the property.
It's so not it's a, no. Hang on for 1 second. If you live in a private apartment complex, there is a shared area, a communal area that is looked after by the management company or whatever. It is not looked after by individuals.
I don't know. Personally, I think it's her problem. You know, it doesn't matter anyway.
Johnny, you're saying that it's my problem because the rats are actually living
absolutely,
in the flat.
Absolutely.
So it's my problem.
And bon appetit. Absolutely.
John, I think you've had a little one too many forcing in the morning, because, I mean, the rat problem isn't my problem. They're coming from the shores and the sewers. What do you want me to do now, take over the shores and the sewers? I pay rent to Dublin City Council to live in a property where I should be safe and my children should be safe to be able to walk in and walk out of. I'm not paying rent to look after sewers. That's Dublin City Council's job.
And that is a fact. Well, he's gone off the line, but that is the fact. So, when was the last time you were in contact with the council?
It would have been around, say, between 3 and 4 months ago. Now, I have on regular occasions, like when I've spoken to a Dublin City Council member, and whether it been in the street, whether I've come back from work and I've mentioned the problem to him. But where we actually rang up would have been 4 months ago. But again, they just sent out a pest patrol, and he came out and he done his job. He put down the poison, and he said the best thing to do is to put down barbed wire, cut out a hole and put in barbed wire. Like, I mean...
My question is, what else can they or do you expect them to do?
Well, even if they were to come out, see, the bar that's at the side of the flats, the side of my hall door, is where all the water pipes is, all the water supply and going into all the other complex. And that's where the rats are getting the access in and out of. Now, they could easily take off that board and get up to find out where the nest of it is, which is probably up near the roof or down on the bottom, find out where the nest is, and even maybe get in there and then put the poison even in there and exterminate them. They need to exterminate these, not keep feeding them rat poison, because they're clearly eating it and moving on.
We have a photograph up on our Facebook page of the dead rat. How did you kill the rat?
Well, that's what I said. We're in. I think the child, she was in shock when the rat was at the bite now. Because, like, she's terrified of a spider. But when the rat was after biting her and it was on her foot and she swung her foot, I think it was in shock when she screamed, she actually stood on his stomach and just kept stamping on him. That was the way she killed that rat.
My God.
And now I couldn't believe, like, even that she was even able to do that. You know, normally someone would run, but as I say, where the rat had bit her was preventing her from even being able to get back in the front door. You know, so she had no other choice. So it's kind of fight or flight, isn't it? So that's exactly what she done then.
Somebody else suggested as a simple solution, and it may seem over simplistic as a solution, to get a cat or get two cats and let them roam around.
You know what's actually funny, Adrian? Right, there's a lot of wild tomcats roaming around the area. There's even a hawk that's living around the area that comes down in the morning to feed in the back of the flats. You know, so we have a hawk, we have rats, we have cats. Nothing seems to be getting rid of them. Like, I mean, the hawk flies around during the early morning, say the rising sun, he flies into the back of the flats. He's catching most of the rats out the back. You know, and then we have wild cats that's going around. So obviously they're coming out to feed as well, but they're still not getting rid of the problem.
Mm.
And someone else had suggested to get a farrier, to just send a farrier up, a farrier will get rid of them. You know, or pour farrier droppings in. Like, I've even went into pet shops, so I've got farrier droppings. You know, I've tried everything and anything, like, until the matter is resolved. But, I mean, like, although that was after happening to my child yesterday, which, as I said, I hope it doesn't have a bigger impact on her life. You know, like with being afraid to come into home. Like, I don't want my children being split up, not being able to come back home to me because she's terrified of this problem, which, I mean, like, is going to be traumatic on her because she's still talking about it. And as
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. It has to have been,
like,
awful.
Last night, refusing to come in, like, and refusing to even sleep, like, in the whole night then I spent in there where, like, because she was waking up, she was having, like, she had a nightmare. She thought that there was rats running around her.
And I have to say, I'm getting some nasty texts in, and what I would say to each and every one of you is sending in those nasty texts, how would you feel if, A, you got bitten by a bloody rat, or your child got bitten by a rat? I had one run in with a rat in our house, and it terrified the shit out of me, and I'll be honest with you, it really did. And don't tell me any of you are sending in those texts that you wouldn't be terrified of a rat yourself. Like, seriously. Adele has every right to be complaining about this. Paul, you have an idea, which is?
Why don't they get together as a community, Adrian, and refuse to pay their rents? I'm sure DCC will stand up then and say and do something.
Paul, we have that is a good idea, and we have suggested that. And what we have been told then back by Dublin City Council was that if we refuse to pay your rent, we were refusing to actually live in the property, like that they can end up taking consequences on us.
The consequences are already there, that your dog has been bitten by a rat.
Exactly.
And by refusing to pay your rent, you're trying to do as a whole community is make your living area safer, and DCC have a responsibility to provide you with a safe environment to live in, which obviously they're not doing.
Yeah.
Well, the council are aware of this problem. Hopefully, they don't want obviously anybody else to be bitten by a rat. Nobody wants anybody to be bitten by a rat.
There is an old remedy that I heard years ago from a farmer. It's a bit disgusting, but if you catch a female rat and cut its stomach open and hang it by the tail, that any rats in the area will clear out.
Really?
But apparently, though.
It sounds grotesque, but if it works, it works.
I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently this is how they used to clear the chicken coops and fires of rats. They'd catch a female and cut it open. And another thing about rats, that, like as Adele was saying, they're distinctly immune. If a pregnant rat eats the poison and has its litter as such, the litter is immune to the poison that killed the mother.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I never knew that, actually. Because I was wondering, they have came out and put down the poison, but it just didn't seem to be getting rid of them. They seemed to have been coming back. You know that blue dye poison?
Yeah.
That's which one they were putting down, but it didn't seem to be getting rid of them.
I'm not claiming to be an expert. Apparently, this is true.
Well, we'll stay there for 1 second because Kieran, you're offering to help here, are you?
Yeah, I'd help for no problem at all.
What can you do?
Use live traps. Yeah, of course. Easiest trap of them all. Simple to catch them.
And would you be prepared to go down to the flats to do it for them?
Well, I live in County Meath, so I'd have to get a lift up, you know, that kind of way.
Okay, well, leave that with us, Kieran, and we'll see what we can arrange, yeah? Because it's
no problem at all.
It sounds like they're at the end of their tether. Adele,
Yes.
It's an awful story. It has me cringing just at the thoughts of it, because I wouldn't be a fan of rats at the best of times. But look, I hope something gets done now that this has been, you've highlighted it on social media, a lot of people talking about it. That's where we spotted the story in the first place. And let's hope that Dublin City Council jump on this, or you get it sorted out sooner rather than later. All righty, Del.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
And thanks very much, Adrian, for taking this onto your show as well. You know, like, as I said, like, there's younger children playing on that bank. And, like, there, an hour before that, my two-year-old was sitting on that bank. And, like, what if it was her that had seen the rat and the rat had jumped for her? She wouldn't have had the mentality to get away from the rat.
Mm.
Do you know
Absolutely,
what I mean?
I agree, yeah. It is scary.
And then there is now, even though now Robin now has been bit, like, she's a 10-day course, like, now to finish off. And she still has to make sure that she gets no infections from it. Like, because although these people are criticising that, texting in, you know, like, and wherever, maybe they're not living on a day-to-day basis with rats. But I mean, like, there is, like, diseases and infections that she can get, so she's still not actually out of the woods yet, you know, as in such.
Well, I can imagine she's going to have nightmares over what happened to her.
Well, this is Adrian,
really,
and the main
is.
Priority is that I don't want my daughter to be
traumatised as a result of it. Yeah, absolutely.
And traumatised.
Well, look, I wish you well, and I hope the word filters through to the right departments that this is being talked about, and that it gets sorted out sooner rather than later. Nice to talk to you, Del, and the best luck to your daughter as well.
Thanks very much,
Thanks
Adrian.
Very much indeed.
Have a nice day. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The show getting Dublin talking.
Every morning from 10.
Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin Talks on 98FM.